We prove that American politics still is in the hands of ordinary folks like you and across this country who believe that it wasn't about who raised the most money, but who raised the greatest hopes.
That's former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee speaking last night after his Republican victory in Iowa.
Joining us now, the chairman of the Republican Party in New Hampshire. He's Fergus Cullen. He's with us from Concord. Fergus Cullen, what do you make of the results in Iowa, and how is that going to affect things in New Hampshire?
Well, certainly Mike Huckabee's win on the Republican side gives him a huge push of media, and he's really lived off of earned media, free media coverage in New Hampshire to this point. In fact, that's really what his campaign has been mostly about here to this point. He's put more effort into Iowa than he has into New Hampshire. That's not a knock on Governor Huckabee. Certainly he's been leaving audiences with a favorable impression everywhere he's gone when he's been here. But there's also no question his organization is not as strong in New Hampshire as that of many of the other candidates. I actually also think what happened in the Democratic caucus matters in the New Hampshire Republican primary in this way. I think that Obama's win increases the likelihood of an independent voter pulling a Democratic ballot here. That could be harmful to John McCain, who certainly has been hoping to appeal to independents here as part of his push, along with Republicans.
How many people do you know in the state, how many important political people do you know who are working for Governor Huckabee?
Well, it's about a dozen, I would say.
A dozen? And, you know, a dozen in the state?
And the people he has are very high-quality people, and here's why. If you signed up with Governor Huckabee 6 months ago, it is because you are convinced that you like him and that he was somebody that you wanted to support, not because you thought he was going to win. So they really are conviction supporters, and those are always great people to have. No one signed up with Governor Huckabee 6 months ago because he was the front runner or they thought he was going to win. So the people he has are of very high quality. The challenge for him is that they're relatively few in number.
As you look at the state today, the analysis that I have seen from the vote in Iowa says that Governor Huckabee won because he got a lot of evangelicals. That's not such a factor in New Hampshire, is it?
It's not. Certainly there are many evangelical conservatives in New Hampshire, and they are a key part of our winning coalition here. But even evangelicals in New Hampshire are Yankees first. They may be evangelical, but they're not likely to be proselytizing or wearing their faith on their sleeve. And to his credit, when Governor Huckabee's been in New Hampshire, he doesn't lead with faith. He doesn't hide it or anything like that. But that's not core to the message that he talks about on the stump the way it appears to have been in Iowa.
Each of these campaigns is distinct. Each has a candidate. But is there a message that you hear coming out of Iowa that is the right message now for Republicans?
Well, I think one key factor about the 2008 elections is that both Republicans and Democrats are going to be talking about change. This is different from, say, 1988, when George Bush was saying, "I'm loyal to President Reagan, but I'm my own guy." Or 2000, when Al Gore was a candidate saying, "I'm loyal to Bill Clinton, but I'm my own guy." In this case, both Republicans and Democrats are going to be talking about change, and that seems to be what's resonating with the electorate.
Where are you going today? Who's calling you up? Who are you going to be walking around with?
Well, I'm definitely going to be seeing a couple of the candidates later on. As it happens, Mitt Romney is going to be convenient to me. But I have tried over the last 12 months to see as many of the major candidates as frequently as I can, especially going to town hall meetings where most typically I'll just take a seat in the back or stand against the wall and just observe. And, you know, the candidates who are doing the best in New Hampshire are those who have been running the most traditional campaigns here, characterized by lots of in-person candidate visits and lots of town hall meetings that are free and open to the public. And those two candidates would be McCain and Romney.
Fergus Cullen is chair of the state Republican Party in New Hampshire, speaking with us from Concord, New Hampshire. Fergus, thank you, and get some rest. The next days are going to be busy.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Coming up on Day to Day, we focus on the Democrats, specifically the winner, Barack Obama, and the key to his win, young voters.
Also, NPR News analyst Juan Williams will be here. And here's something for all these political candidates to talk about. There are new unemployment figures today. They are not good. That story coming up on Day to Day.